Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 28th, 2021. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for December 2021. But before we begin, a note to all viewers. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. There are some rather significant astrology patterns forming in the zodiac during December, indications that we will have consequential events occurring this month. First up is a total solar eclipse on December 4th. This eclipse will be in sidereal Scorpio at 18 degrees of that sign. Scorpio is a sign noted for power, change, transformation. Eclipses are also associated with change. So this is the first clue that something is up for this month. Solar eclipses are, frankly, amazing. Unfortunately for us humans, this amazing celestial event will only be visible in Antarctica. The penguins will be the ones with the front row seats. We can call it the penguin eclipse. The ancients regarded an eclipse as portentous, in other words, as a harbinger of something bad coming in the near future. Astrologers have noted that the event associated with an eclipse tends to happen when a planet subsequently transits through the eclipse degree, up to several months in the future. In the case of this eclipse, we won't have long to wait. Mars transits through 18 degrees Scorpio during the last days of December. Since Mars is a planet associated with conflict and violence, there's a high probability of a dramatic event, potentially destructive, on the last days of 2021. This could be a human-caused event, or courtesy of Mother Nature. Mars is the ruler of the sign Scorpio. On the same day as the December 4th eclipse, Mars will change signs and enter sidereal Scorpio. A planet is strong in its own sign, so the significations of Mars as well as Scorpio will become more pronounced during December. Mars is action and aggression. Scorpio is the sign of power, alliances, and conspiracies. Scorpio does seem to have a connection with the dark side, but this can also manifest as transformations. Mars and Scorpio is a pretty dynamic combination for making stuff happen. As soon as Mars enters Scorpio, it begins a conjunction with Ketu, the south node of the moon, one of the eclipse points. The exact conjunction is in the middle of the month on December 15th. Mars is the planet of action and force. Ketu is the significator of past karma and dissolution, and tends to act in unpredictable ways. Both have a fiery nature, in other words, prone towards sudden dramatic events. Both are considered as natural malefics in Vedic astrology, in other words, prone to do harm. Therefore, we need to be wary of the middle of December. But the main planet to watch in December is actually Venus. Venus gets into a lot of trouble this month. The trouble starts as soon as Venus changes signs, entering sidereal Capricorn on December 8th. Venus in this sign is not the problem. Capricorn is the sign of practical realism, the sign of management, and having the planet of romance, agreement, and values in this sign can help to bring people to their senses. The problem is that as soon as Venus enters Capricorn, it becomes conjunct Pluto, planet of destruction. And this is going to be an extended conjunction. Venus is barely moving at this point because it will soon go retrograde. So what we have is a stationary Venus combined with the enigmatic, most recently discovered member of the solar system to which astrologers ascribe the powers of Shiva. The planet of relationship, harmony, agreement, values, and finances will be tightly conjunct the planet of collapse, regeneration, mass events, and generational change for 3 weeks. Sounds pretty intense. Something's going to happen, probably connected to the Venus signification of value. Venus only gets 1 degree past Pluto when it appears to come to a stop in the zodiac, and then begins its retrograde period on December 19th. A retrograde planet isn't actually going backwards. It's an optical illusion caused by the juxtaposition of the Earth's orbit with that of the planet. The way it works, a planet goes retrograde when it is at its closest to the Earth, which allows us to move ahead of the other planet in our own orbit. Since the planet is close to the Earth, it is extra bright in the heavens, and therefore strong for effects, but not operating normally. You'll be able to find Venus easily. It will be our shining evening star near the western horizon after sunset. The retrograde condition of a planet makes the planet's significations behave in unusual ways. The planet is retracing its steps in the zodiac, which means it's going back over the past. Venus is the planet of romance. While Venus goes backwards in the zodiac, it's a time for reconsidering romance. When the planet of advice and counsel is backwards, it's not a good time to be getting legal advice. When the planet of agreement is going back over the past, it means agreements and contracts have to be reworked. When the planet of relationships is going back over a previously traversed sector of the zodiac, it could bring a past relationship back into your life. But the thing that will really tank Venus is that, along with being retrograde, it is still in a very tight conjunction with Pluto. And since Venus is barely moving for a couple of weeks due to just starting its retrograde, the conjunction will have an extended play. In other words, plenty of time to manifest with no relief. This is a very unusual situation. Normally, Venus interactions with Pluto only last a day or two because Venus moves so quickly in the zodiac. Given that Venus is already compromised by its retrograde situation, and Pluto is the energy of destruction and big change, it looks like something rather large is going to happen. My prediction is that it will be in the financial sector, but it could easily affect other significations of Venus. Venus doesn't get away from Pluto until it changes signs at the end of December, when it will then back into sidereal Sagittarius. Note that, simultaneous with retrograde Venus changing signs from Capricorn to Sagittarius, Mercury is changing signs from Sagittarius to Capricorn. The two planets will be exactly conjunct at 0 degrees Capricorn on December 28th. Pluto is only 1 degree away, so we have a 3-planet conjunction on that day. The following day, December 29th, Mercury is exactly conjunct Pluto, an indication of some kind of big news and a big decision. Mercury is the planet of making choices. Pluto is the planet of events that affect everybody. And right at the same time, Mars goes through the December 4th eclipse degree, another indicator of an event. So, looks like something significant will be happening right at the end of the year. Okay, there's a brief look at planetary patterns for December 2021, and here's a description of what's coming up in December's videos. December 5th, Mars transiting in Scorpio, and the effects for your rising sign chart. December 12th, a deep dive into Venus retrograde and what to expect for your sign. December 19th, current transits and their effects on politics and world events. And December 26th, a preview of planetary patterns coming up in January 2022. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to the next four reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link for donations. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. If the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.